Hey there, everybody. It is August the 11th, 2010. You are listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
I just felt like reiterating. You are listening to us on WVEWLP 107.7 FM Brattleboro, Vermont Community Radio. You're also listening to us on QNation.fm. Check us out there. And also along all the fine podcasts you can find at clickexpose.com. How the heck are you?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. This was like a post-Prop 8 week, so there was a lot of other news that was allowed to permeate.
Was there?
The web, yes. So we start out in Florida, which never ceases to amaze me that you can use this stance and that it's not something that condemns you.
Oh, I know exactly, where you're going with this.
Florida Attorney General Bill McCollum, who paid disgraced ex-gay leader George Rakers to testify in support of the state's law that bans adoption by gay people, has now said that he also thinks that gay people should be prohibited from serving as foster parents. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He has defended the harsh adoption law. And according to Think Progress, which reported on the exchange, McCollum was asked about allowing gay people to serve as foster parents in Florida, and he said that he did not agree. He added that he thought that the law should be changed to prohibit gay people serving as foster parents. This was his quote. Quote, I think that it would be advisable, that is, to change the law. I really do not think that we should have homosexuals guiding our children. I think that it's a lifestyle that I don't agree with. I realize a lot of people do. It's my personal faith, religious faith, that I don't believe that the people who should be raising our children should not be homosexuals. It's not a natural thing. I think I'm done reading his quote right now. But that's not something in this day and age that can bar you from office. In fact, apparently that can get you some votes. So he's reporting that he saw some spikes in his poll numbers since he said this about gay people and foster parents. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
That we live in a place that you can say things like that, and it doesn't matter that there are kids who need adoptions. And
right, because it's better that they bounce from house to house indeed. And not have a steady foster situation.
Absolutely.
Or adoption.
Well, it's just not natural with the case. And then did you read about the police officer who was fired? I love this story. Because this is where I have some questions for you.
Man, you got
Rebecca.
So much more news than I did. Bring it on.
So former police officer and reality TV star Mike Verdugo is taking legal action to maintain his police certification after being fired for not disclosing his background in pornography. According to the Miami Herald, Verdugo was fired when the Hollywood, Florida police caught wind of the cop's foray into pornography. Now, the former design star contestant has sued in the hopes of reclaiming his position. While the Florida Department of Law Enforcement originally agreed to let him keep his certification, the city is in opposition. 36-year-old, and this is where I have some questions for you, Rebecca. The 36-year-old said it never occurred to him to list his appearance in 1996's movie Rope Rituals. On his resume for the police force, he explained that he took the well-paying job as a way to explore his sexuality, emphasizing that he did not perform in hardcore sexual acts. He was credited in film as someone else. We don't need to say what he was credited as, the name. Should he have been fired? Do you have to disclose for what jobs do you have to disclose that you were in a movie? I mean, where on the application does it say, hey, were you in porn? So when you apply to your...
No, I don't think you have to disclose that.
So should he have been fired?
Unless you're in a position, because some positions do ask questions like, do you have anything to disclose that might be publicly embarrassing to this blah, blah, blah. In that case, then maybe you should disclose.
If we found out, and I'm not saying that people should go and look for any films that you were in, but if we found out tomorrow that you were in some movie called Green Door, it's just what I'm seeing in front of me right now, so that you were in the Green Door, which was a hardcore porn, do you think you would be fired?
That's a stretch.
What do you mean? Do you think you'd be fired?
Do I think I'd be fired?
Yeah.
No.
Do you think maybe. I would be fired?
Totally.
Why? What's the difference?
Because you're supposed to be respectable and nobody cares.
So that's just not true. Wait, you really think that there's a line between that? So if I was in the hardcore porn, the Green Door,
and you hadn't disclosed it so far?
How would I disclose it?
As the dean of students?
How would that even come up? It's not going to come up. They asked about my student affairs philosophy. They didn't ask, you know, hey.
Well, that's the kicker. I mean, like, how much do you have to disclose in these situations?
Right.
I don't know.
So, all right. Well,
what do you think?
I think that it's, where would this even have come up?
If you found out that one of your employees had, like, a secret past.
No. Because I can't imagine that they would be fired for it.
I wouldn't ask those questions of employees, for one, because I think it's kind of questionable to ask those questions, and two, because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
If you can do the job,
that's all that's important. So he could be a cop. It doesn't compromise him being a cop.
No.
I don't think so at all. All right, we're going to play some music. We have an incredible guest tonight. It's hard for me to say that I've been more excited for other guests, even though I love all our guests, but I'm pretty excited for this one. Here's some of the music she selected.
Yeah, I'm out that Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata. Still sipping my ties, sitting courtside. Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out. I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. With OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit. Home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair. They act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city. You're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
let's hear it for New York. We'll be cheering for New York in a little bit with our very special guest. Hey, you know another cool place? Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico is ahead of us.
The marriages of same-sex couples performed in Mexico City must be recognized by all Mexican states, the country's Supreme Court ruled yesterday. Though Mexico's 31 states now must recognize such unions from Mexico City, none are required to sanction gay marriages performed within their locales. So this is more about Mexico City marriages carrying more weight than anything else. So they don't have to do them, but they have to recognize them. That's a really big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yay for Mexico.
Yay, Mexico. What about Schwarzenegger?
What about Schwarzenegger? He's saying all the right stuff. Saying a heck of a lot more than President Obama.
I've been surprised, actually.
I've been pleasantly surprised
that he is... Well, he just wants the same-sex marriages to resume now, like immediately, which would be great.
I don't know.
I'm just pretty impressed that he's standing up in this way. I didn't expect it.
And President Obama? Mum.
Nothing.
Mum is the word. That would be something. Mum would be a word. He is saying no words. It's a little disappointing. At least give me something to respond to. Say, I just don't agree with this. That was my impression of President Obama. If you close your eyes, it was him. Did you read about our buddies in New Jersey? These two New Jersey college students? Our buddies, Maddie Daly and Bobby Canciello?
No, I missed this.
After weeks of preparation. And by the way, what the heck preparation do they need to do for this? New Jersey college students, Maddie Daly, and Bobby Canciello will attempt to remain lip-locked for 33 hours today as part of their Our Lips Are Sealed campaign in support of LGBTQ equal rights. If successful, they will have the first same-sex kiss to hold the Guinness World Record. So it's in support of LGBT rights, but before you scoff...
33 minutes? That sounds brutal.
This is my favorite paragraph in this article. The kiss is far more strenuous than one may think, however. According to the official Guinness rules, there are official Guinness rules on this kiss, so obviously they had to do preparation. The kiss must be continuous for the entire duration, and the couple must remain standing for the entire 33 hours. I can't believe...
There are certain personal needs that have to happen
and
in 33 hours.
The next sentence, a sentence never said
diapers.
On this show, incontinence pads apparently are also forbidden. The current record stands at 32 hours and 7 minutes, set on Valentine's Day of 2009 by two people from Germany. And despite the prolonged pucker, Maddie and Bobby are not, Becca, I repeat, they are not a couple... According to Bobby, best quote ever, quote, I am in a relationship and my boyfriend supports the cause completely. We all know each other and we're very close friends. That's what they say in hour 3. Somewhere around hour 24, it becomes a whole different thing. So they are preparing.
This sounds awful. Can you imagine?
No, it's in support. It's about, this is also about, this is what they said, quote, about fighting norms. It's all really simple and innocent. It's a kiss between two men, two friends. Hopefully others will see this and begin to think that it's okay to kiss your closest friends hello and goodbye, to let them know in other ways that you care and are ready to face the obstacle life throws at you together when the words refuse to surface in our voices. Look at all that. Because a kiss is the loudest thing we can say with our lips without ever having to say anything at all. So if you are friends with Maddie Daly and Bobby Canciello, leave them alone. They're preparing for their 33-hour kiss.
Oh, God. Very exciting. I just can't. That just is excessive.
Very exciting. I did read, when you forwarded it to me, I went on a little nom binge the other day.
Yeah, it's a problem.
I had so much fun. I had such a blast on their website. I was watching videos.
How do you do that and like lose your mind though?
Oh, it was funny. When they had the whole video about the woman who was prevented from breastfeeding, which she wasn't really prevented from breastfeeding, and they stood in front of her with those rainbow umbrellas and they blocked her view, and it was so assaultive to her.
I love the one where the gays stormed the stage, and it's really them chanting from across the street.
Indeed. Indeed.
That you can barely hear.
There was one random YouTuber who had this response to that woman who was prevented from seeing the stage, and it was just this deadpan response video all about...
Take one step to the left.
Well, it was more, wow, no, you're totally right. There's no possible way that you could have anticipated that there would be counter-protesters at a protest and these silent people blocking your way. That is so... That's just an assault on your sense. It was hilarious. So I had a blast. I was enjoying
it. That was you being snarky, wasn't it, Ken?
That wasn't me. I didn't make that video. I've never made a video on YouTube. But one of the poll questions for the week, not about Nam, but about another one, Becca, how do you think... that's not one of the options.
No.
How do you think public figures and media in general should deal with anti-gay organizations like the Westboro Baptist Church?
Scoff.
Here are your four choices.
Oh, is scoff one of the answers?
Kind of.
Rachel Maddow at them because yeah, she's hilarious.
She can do it. Option one, public figures and media outlets should try to ignore these organizations. They're just seeking attention. Option two, the general public needs to be aware of these groups that preach hate. Option three, these organizations already look ridiculous without press or media involvement. Just leave them out of the headlines. Or option four, always my favorite, I really don't know.
I want to go with mock them.
That's not one of them.
It's kind of like...
Well, but in order to mock them, they would need to be in the news. So I'm saying that you're going with the general public needs to be aware of these groups that preach hate. And indeed, as I put you in that category, you are in the majority, 50%, in the plurality, 50% agreed with that one.
Well, awesome.
There you go. I wish it had
Way
said...
Way to be just one of the crowd.
I wish it had said these organizations already look ridiculous, and thus we should keep covering them, because I would enjoy
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I'm all for the mockery.
Okay, there you go. All right, we're going to play another song as requested by our guest. This is an oft-played song on our show, often requested by guests. They all seem to have some sort of feeling.
Tonight's gonna be a good night. A feeling, ooh, That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey!
Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey!
Let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash.
Smash.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Let's live it up.
And do it.
And do it.
And do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Do it. Do it.
Do it.
Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock.
Rock. Rock.
Rock. Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot. Body rock. Rock it. Don't stop.
I'm telling you, the most requested song.
Pretty much.
By all of our guests. And with that, it's time to welcome a guest. Guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There she is. All right, we got to introduce you. Claire Buffy is a Ball State Cardinal, a photographer who I think is going to do my headshots for me, a web and print designer, and oh yeah, she won a little pageant in New York where she was crowned, hello, Miss New York. Her platform is Straight for Equality, Let's Talk, focusing on issues of gay rights, breaking the stigma of marginalized youth, eliminating discriminatory vocabulary, and changing the climate in New York schools. The national attention this platform has received truly defies description, although we're going to make her describe it to us. Claire Buffy, welcome to This Show Is So Gay.
Thank you so much.
What an absolute treat to have you on. Claire, holy cow, are you in the press?
Holy cow is right. This is overwhelming and more than I could have imagined it would be.
At what point did you realize, oh, this seems to be getting some press?
Basically, each day I would wake up with anywhere from 65, 95 emails. Every single day, a new person would post on my Facebook wall, hey, here's an article written about you in this blog or this newspaper or this online magazine. And I couldn't believe it, but I think the big time was when I ended up on PerezHilton.com, and everything has gone crazy since then.
Oh, my gosh. Now, did anyone warn you against this, Claire? Were there any naysayers who said, Claire, we want to get you crowned. This is going to be it for you. And then they warned you against it. And Claire, this should not be your platform.
Well, this has been kind of my platform for the past 4 years. When I started out competing in Indiana while I went to Ball State, my platform was the Human Rights Campaign.
Right.
Plain and simple. Directly affiliated myself with one organization. And as you know, HRC is a very political organization. And so over the past couple of years, especially once I was competing here in New York, I just realized that Miss New York needs to be a marketable title holder, and she needs to be relatable to lots of ages and lots of demographics all over the state of New York, not just New York City, where they are very accepting of gay rights and equality and all of that. So that's when I started really getting involved with PFLAG and realized that my platform is much more than a gay issue. It's a civil issue, and it's
yes.
a human rights issue. And if I can bring this into the schools under, you know, just as you described, eliminating this discriminatory vocabulary and creating a safe place for kids that takes stereotypes and labels out of the mix, then I would have a universal platform, which is exactly what Miss America needs.
Right.
And so I realized myself that I needed to make sure that I had a marketable and inclusive and universal platform in order to succeed ultimately in the Miss America organization.
Now, I am not at all surprised. I've been doing my Claire Buffy homework. I've been reading the interviews. I've been watching all these clips. It is no shock that you are unbelievably poised throughout all of these interviews. Have there been any moments? Have any questions totally caught you off guard?
Not really, because I feel like every time I do an interview, it's just like walking into a Miss America interview.
Look at that.
That I've been preparing for so long, because they can ask you anything and everything. I was definitely nervous on MSNBC. Not only was it my first television appearance ever beyond Falcon TV in high school. But it was my first national appearance. It was completely live. I did not know any of the questions.
Really?
And it was just, I showed up, I was mic'd up, my makeup was already done, and so I walked on set, shook hands with Thomas Roberts, and they said, all right, you're going live in about 20 seconds. So I was nervous, and I think the people who know me really well, my parents especially, my dad said, you're feeling it. You're a little nervous there, aren't you? And I said, could you tell?
Wait, I couldn't tell.
I guess I just revealed my big secret that I was nervous for my first national television appearance, but I think that probably goes without saying.
Okay. No, well, I have to say my favorite part of that interview was the part where he said and shed light on 30% of homeless youth and why they're out on the streets and suicidality. And it's so great. Sometimes I think we fall into this rut, especially doing this show, of thinking, oh, everybody knows all these things. And then we're reminded in these interviews, oh, wait, everyone doesn't know all of these things.
Well, and I think the most effective way to change and open minds, especially to the opposition, is by sharing personal stories.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you humanize this issue, you really make it relatable. But there are statistics like that. 30% of youth suicide is because of sexual identity and sexual orientation. I mean, that's huge, and that's powerful. And with Pink Flag New York City, with our Safe Schools program, one of the quotes we've used is that in the 1 million kids of New York City public schools, statistics say that up to 100,000 of them are gay.
Yeah.
I mean, 100,000 kids in my city alone.
Right. That's unbelievable.
It changes that, you know, 10% seems small, but 100,000 in one city seems huge.
Well, and you mentioned earlier just about the different, you are Miss New York, you are not Miss Tennessee, you're not Miss South Carolina, any other states. Do you think that this is a platform that would only work for New York? Do you think that other contestants would be able to pull this off?
I think you're able to pull off any platform you want if you are educated and passionate and you live it.
Nice.
And that's what I do with my platform. So I think that I would hope that I could take this platform into any state, and because of the education that I have behind it, and then the fact that this isn't just paperwork for me, this is my life, this is my family, this is my friends,
mm-hmm.
my community, that allows me to have a successful platform. And so I think no matter what your topic is, those are kind of the requirements. I would have never changed my platform.
Nice.
Because my platform is the reason why I'm in the Miss America organization. What I had to do was just really look deeply into myself and my goals. And my goals aren't political. So that's why I stepped away from the human rights campaign as my main focus,
mm-hmm.
and really associated myself with PFLAG, because parents, families, and friends of lesbians and gays, it's about support and it's about education. And for me, that personal mentorship is so much more important than political advocacy for me.
Right.
You know, there are people who that's very important to, and we need those people desperately. But I think there's a lot of work that needs to go into changing the climate and changing the social views on gay rights, because the law doesn't really mean anything until the climate changes.
Right. Now, can you explain for everyone, so in January, when you go to Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and so before you win, in the actual pageant, how does your platform come up? For people that might not be familiar with how the whole pageant works, at what point is it televised? Where does it come up in the process?
Okay, so in the Miss America organization, each girl is asked to have her personal platform,
mm-hmm.
which is any social cause or community service organization that she supports. And that, in addition to our national platform of the Children's Miracle Network, those are two platforms that we're asked about in our interview. We have a 10-minute closed interview with a panel of judges, and we can be asked anything about our platform, the Children's Miracle Network, just personal questions, current events, pop culture, absolutely anything.
Wow.
It's a job interview, and they want to see, what have you done to make yourself a good candidate for this job, and what are you going to do with the job of Miss America? And so that's where the focus of our platform is. And then in addition, on stage, we have swimsuit, evening gown, and talent, but then we also have another onstage question, which is usually platform-based.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Based on your platform?
Right. Or... In the preliminary competition, it's usually about your platform. And then once, come Saturday, January 15th on ABC, the live broadcast will feature the top 15 contestants of the competition based on scores from all of their preliminary competition and interview. And they will recompete then in swimsuit, evening gown, talent, and the final onstage question, which is usually a pop culture current event question asked by people in Las Vegas.
Claire, I have never wanted someone to be in the top 15 of something ever so much in my entire life.
Well, and I hope that there's a way you guys can help me with that.
What do we do? What can we do?
Well, we haven't received an official word about it yet.
Okay.
In the past couple years, there has been a popular vote as a part of the Miss America broadcast.
Okay.
And so the judges, I am only speaking on an example of last year. Last year, the judges chose a top 11 by scores. And then those next four slots were chosen by the American public, by popular vote.
We're part of the American public.
You are. And so if there is a chance for a popular vote this year, I am counting on all of these people who have sent me Facebook messages and friend requests and heard me on the radio and seen this MSNBC interview and, you know, heard me here on your show. I'm counting on everyone for votes because
all right, we're
I want to be able to say on national television, my name is Claire Buffy, I am Miss New York, and my platform is Straight for Equality, Let's Talk.
Yay!
Because even if that's all I get to say, hopefully that alone will get people to start talking, which is the ultimate goal of my platform.
So do we know who the host is yet?
We do. It's Chris Harrison from The Bachelor.
Oh, I've never seen that show before.
Well, they just announced him as the new host.
I'm sure he's dreaming.
Oh, he is.
Okay. How about any of the judges? Do we know them?
We haven't found out about the judges yet.
Okay. Because we can work on them if we know any of them.
Oh, no, we can't work
no,
on
we
them.
No, we can't. Everybody, of course not, Claire.
Everybody needs a fair shot. But, I mean, the judges have free reign to
right.
research the contestants and see their media appearances and listen to them. So we'll see if that has an effect on my Miss America interview or not.
Because what a nightmare outcome that would be if the judges came up to you after the pageant and said, you know, Claire, we really wanted you to win the pageant, but these two hosts at this local show in Brattleboro, Vermont kept calling and pestering us.
They were harassing us.
What a nightmare outcome.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Okay, there we go.
Not at all.
Now, on your website, Claire, you describe yourself as a homebody. How's that working out for you?
Well, I'm not home very much.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think I describe myself as a homebody because I'm just so comfortable with, I'm so content and comfortable and happy with what I have here.
Right.
I love my roommates. They're absolutely amazing. And so...
Oh, give them a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Well, Carly's in the kitchen right outside my room.
Nice.
Cupcakes for Matt, whose show, As You Like It, coming out in New York and debuts next week.
Everybody go see Matt.
Oh, yeah. Everybody go see Matt. And then Lee Taylor Smith, she was actually Miss New York 2008 and third runner-up to Miss America. We live together, and so I have constant interview prep
wow.
all the time at my house.
Well, as a native New Yorker, this is very, I'm very excited. Top 15 and then all the way to the top. Although I want you to do the top 11 because we don't want to rely on popular vote. You don't need it.
No, I'm going to work as hard as I can to solidify that. And I would love to have everyone as a good safety net and backup.
We're on it. All right. Well, Claire, we got to ask you about your musical selections. Because these were fun. So, Claire, this is the part of the show where you tell our listening audience, and this could sway them in the popular vote, no pressure. You tell them what these songs that you have requested say about Claire Buffy. And I know they all have personal significance, but tell us what you think they say about you. So we started out the show with Empire State of Mind. What does Empire State of Mind say about Claire Buffy?
Well... First of all, the reason I picked this song is this is the song that was playing when I was crowned Miss New York. It's the song I listen to on my way to the gym because it just pumps me up about representing the Empire State. And, you know, Alicia Keys says it best when she says, concrete jungle, that's where dreams are made of.
Indeed.
And to me, all of my dreams are coming true in New York.
Nice. That was good. All right, song number two. What is the Black Eyed Peas' I Got a Feeling, the most requested song on this show? What does that say about Claire Buffy?
I think it just talks about this optimism of tonight's going to be a good night, no matter what happens. You know, I listened to that before Miss New York. I'm sure I'll listen to it before Miss America. Just that no matter what happens, tonight is going to be an awesome night.
Nice.
And it's going to be a great outcome.
Nice. All right, we'll only make you do one more. What does... Now, this is... I own almost every Annie Lennox song, but apparently I do not know Wonderful by Annie Lennox. What does Wonderful say about Claire Buffy?
Wonderful. So I danced to Wonderful for the past 2 years in Miss Indiana and then in Miss New York my first year. And... the song is just, it's got a power rock beat that just motivates you. To me, it's just how I feel when I dance. I love being on stage, and I'm not a dancer who wants to throw out tricks right and left, but instead I want to have like an emotional, genuine relationship and just with the audience.
Awesome.
And that's what this song allows me to do. It just talks about I feel wonderful in my own skin and what I'm doing and who I am. And I do.
Look at that. Awesome, Claire. Now, where can our listeners go to learn more about you?
Well, we have a couple options. We can start with the Miss New York organization website. That's www.missnyorg.com. And from there, you can link to my blog, which is missny2010.blogspot.com. And there you can follow appearances, my thoughts and views and opinions on things if you would like to know. And there is a link there to my photo gallery of all the things that I'm doing in New York as Miss New York. And then there's ClaireBuffy.com.
Where I'm getting my headshots done.
Yes. And just remember, it's Buffie, not Buffy like the vampire.
Indeed. Indeed.
So that's all my photography.
Awesome. Now, Claire, should I stop watching Toddlers and Tiaras?
Yes.
Okay.
Immediately.
I was going to say, do I even have to say anything else?
No, I guess that's pretty much it. I recognize that I have a problem, and I'm working on it. But having Miss New York tell me that I should stop watching it, it's a pretty big step for me. So that's a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. What's the date of the broadcast?
January 15th.
Okay.
2011, live on ABC from the Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas.
So excited. Have you been to Vegas before?
I have. I've gone to Miss America the past 2 years.
Nice.
2 years ago, I went to watch my friend Katie. I was second runner-up in Indiana. She won Miss Indiana and went on to be Indiana's first Miss America, Katie Stan, Miss America 2008. And, excuse me, she was 2009. She is awesome. I've met really incredible people in this organization.
Oh, I bet.
I went with two really close friends, Ashley and Megan, and we were the trio who went to Vegas to watch Katie and then went back the next year to watch her give up her title. But I knew about 13 of the girls in the Miss America pageant last year. So I was there as just Vegas cheerleader in the audience. Now I'm excited. I'm going to be on the other side.
When was the last time that Miss New York was Miss America?
You're
going to
kill me.
I'm sorry. Oy.
Miss America 1984 was Vanessa Williams.
Oh, Vanessa
she was
Williams.
Miss Syracuse and then Miss New York. She's probably the most famous
yes.
Miss New York to become Miss America. But we've had a couple.
All right. Well, there we go. Claire, so excited. Hey, how's Miss New Jersey? Is she nice this year? Because that's our home state, Becca and I.
I love Miss New Jersey. Miss New Jersey is Ashley Adolovis. I will give her a plug here.
Do it.
Ashley and I went to National Sweetheart together because when I was second runner-up to Katie in Indiana, she was second runner-up to Miss New Jersey. We went to a national competition where all the state first or second runners-up compete against each other, kind of in a mock Miss America, called the National Sweetheart. And Ashley and I were little car mates. We were in the carpool together, and she and I have become great friends and stayed in touch throughout these past couple years. So she won the title of Miss New Jersey just a week before I won Miss New York, and I could not have been more thrilled. So.
Look at that. All right. So, so where, because, you know.
I'm voting for her, too, so you can.
Some Garden State pride. We got to do some Garden State pride.
Absolutely.
Claire Buffy, an absolute pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much.
The reason that I was so excited to have you on the show is because you are reaching a different demographic than other folks can reach. It's mm-hmm. it's a different audience, and that's huge. There are people that are now talking about this that wouldn't have been talking about this before this became your platform. And that is, I hope you know what a huge effect that you're having.
Well, I don't know that I ever will just realize that effect, because it has become bigger than me. It was always bigger than me, but it's become bigger than I could have imagined. I guess I'll put it that way. But I have already accomplished my goals, and so they're just expanding from here, because my platform is about just getting people to talk about this issue, and I know that I've done that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Oh,
I'm like so proud of you, Claire. This is it's fantastic. It's fantastic. On behalf of LGBT folks, on behalf of allies everywhere, thank you so much for really taking a stand and speaking your mind and speaking from the heart. It's huge.
Thank you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to continue to reach that group of people. I appreciate it.
Now win the freaking pageant, Claire.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Okay. All the best, Claire. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I wanna have you, 'cause you're all I've got. Don't wanna lose you, 'cause it means a lot. All the joy this world can bring doesn't give me anything when you're not here. Idiot me, stupid fool, how could you be so uncool to fall in love with someone who doesn't really care for you? It's so obscure, but I feel
Where I
good. That was Annie Lennox singing wonderful as tonight's guest, Claire Buffy, Miss New York, soon to be Miss America. I'm calling it here. So I am actually flying solo for the rest of the show because Becca took a little ill and had to dash out. So some other news that was out there, gay candidates made primary election gains, which is always a good thing. Openly gay and lesbian candidates backed by the Gay and Lesbian Victory Fund scored primary election day wins in Colorado, Connecticut, and Georgia just yesterday. According to the Victory Fund's blog, winners included Kevin Lembo, who won the Democratic primary for state comptroller in Connecticut. In Colorado, the Victory Fund reports that State Senator Lucia Guzman, an ordained minister and lesbian, won her primary and looks on track to keep the seat to which she was recently appointed. And Joan Garner, a lesbian African-American, won her race for a seat on the Fulton County Commission in Atlanta, Georgia. She faces no opposition in November. So let's go back to that. Joan Garner is going to become the commission's first openly gay member. Very, very cool. I've been thinking a lot about running for office, maybe doing the Brattleboro Select Board, and I don't know. I want to see more gay people in positions of power. I think it's a good thing. So if you're in office or you're thinking about running for office or you're thinking there's no way I could do it, send us an email. We're always, always, always curious to hear your views and want to hear your guest requests and just want to hear what's on your mind, all our loyal listeners and new listeners of This Show Is So Gay. So send us an email at thisshowisogay@aol.com. And we respond to every single email, every single one. You write us, we respond. That's how good this is. You know, in addition to Claire Buffy, I'm so impressed with Claire because she's truly reaching a different audience, an audience that only certain people can reach, which I think is fantastic. Another person who is making headlines, who's reaching wide audience, is Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter himself. And I'm going to read a little bit from an article on The Advocate. Daniel Radcliffe made headlines when he struck up a friendship with trans musician Our Lady J, who was on This Show Is So Gay. If you go on over to thisshowisogay.com and click on podcast, you can listen to that interview. Now, the two of them talk about gay rights, Radcliffe's charity of choice, The Trevor Project, Charles Robin, head of The Trevor Project, on This Show Is So Gay, and why it's hard to be Harry Potter in the new issue of Out. This is a quote from Daniel Radcliffe. Quote, "My family and I have always thought it was best to focus our efforts rather than kind of spreading ourselves too thin across a lot of different organizations. Just really picking things that you care about and really, really believe in. And Trevor absolutely was one of them. And when I got to have a tour of the New York City call center, my admiration for the projects, but also for the place and people tripled." Very cool. I mean, Daniel Radcliffe, that's a big deal. He's still got two Harry Potter movies left. And so you know that that's going to come up in interviews, and gosh knows he's going to be in a ton of different interviews. Now, a lot on the gay sites are focusing on the JetBlue flight attendant who grabbed the beer and jumped out the slide, and this is a victory for gay people. Kind of missing that part of the story, how that's a victory for gay people. I'm not feeling very victorious in that. I don't want him to go to jail. I don't think he should go to jail. But at the same time, I don't know. I kind of want that story off the websites. It's not something that I really care about. A new CNN poll finds that nearly half of all Americans think the Constitution provides same-sex couples the right to marry. 49% of respondents think gay and lesbian couples have the constitutional right to get married and have their marriage recognized by law, while 51% say those rights do not exist. So it really points to that Americans are split. They're split on same-sex marriage. It's getting better, but it's definitely not universal agreement. And I got into it with some folks on an internet site who were saying, well, we're in Vermont, and this isn't really a big story to us. Because I was asking, so this happened in California, and this is a big deal because it's a federal judge. This is not even a state judge. Does this affect life here in Vermont? And some folks were saying, no, you know, we're good, and we're pretty far ahead of the game. And someone else cited this article about how gays aren't the number one whipping boy for the Republican Party right now, that there are groups ahead of gays. And I don't know, I certainly don't want to be whipped, and I'm just going to leave that and move on from that statement. But I also don't want the attention to go away. I think that we here in Vermont are in this really unique position where, yes, we have gay marriage. We and a couple other states have gay marriage. And I always get a little bit nervous that that's going to make us complacent, that we're going to say, well, we're good. Look how far ahead of everybody else we are. But this is the part where we need to look just a few states away, look to Rhode Island and look towards all of the states to the west of us and say, well, how do we help them? What support, what leadership can we provide? Can we not just be an insular state that is content with what we have? Yes, it's amazing. I am so, so fortunate. And Becca and I talk about it all the time, how much there is this trap of taking it for granted that we're in this state that allows us to be married, that doesn't question, like Florida does, whether or not we can adopt children, that doesn't question, like other states do, that we could lose our jobs for being gay. Yes, we are so unbelievably privileged, so unbelievably fortunate. What's next? How do we take that next step and say, all right, so we achieve this. How can we help others? Because it only strengthens our position. I'm not saying that Vermont, it looks like a fringe state. I don't think we're a fringe state. But I think that some people do see us as a fringe state because, well, gosh, look at how they're granting protection for the gays. So I don't know. I'm always looking to get out of that complacency. How can we shake that complacency and say, yes, there is no more that we can achieve for state marriage equality. But there's still over 1,000 federal rights that I do not have because we don't have gay marriage federally. So, yes, I can get things in Vermont, and that's great. But what can we do federally? So shake it up, people. Shake it up. Don't be complacent. If you're in a place that allows for gay marriage, you need to reach out to some people and support others and provide some leadership. This is the time to provide leadership. This soapbox brought to you by Ken, because I'm sitting by myself and I don't know. I'm on a soapbox. It's a good time. Let's see. What else? So there's a lot of different stories out there. We have a lot of amazing guests coming up that we really want to tell you about. And if you've listened to the show before, sometimes I say we. It's just me. I'm just sitting here. But Becca would want to tell you too. Next week, we have PR legend Howard Bragman. And if you don't know who Howard Bragman is, in some ways, that's a good thing because he's doing his job because he's not supposed to be in front of the camera. But he is the guy, if you're a celebrity and you're looking to come out of the closet, if you are looking to bolster your career, this is the guy that you go to help you out. So that is extraordinarily exciting that we will have him on the show. And tons of other guests coming up. If you have any guest ideas, we would love to hear them. Send us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. I don't know. There's some other news out there. Some people are sending some stupid tweets, and some guy on The Real World, which I stopped watching, keeps saying stupid things. So don't say stupid things in your tweets, because apparently people read them. And there's also a great article that I want to point people towards. It's called Dangerous Liaisons. It is on advocate.com, and it's all about anti-gay Americans who are losing the culture war in America. So they're, and this is the headline, so they're exporting their hatred to Uganda, Zimbabwe, and Nigeria, where their fervor is so welcome it threatens to sweep the entire continent. This is one of those, I mean, it's not just saying, hey, we're in Vermont, we got to help out other states. We must have a global perspective. And it's one that I really didn't have. Going to Uganda this summer really opened my eyes to, oh, that's right, I'm living a really insular life. So check out this article, Dangerous Liaisons, on advocate.com. And read all about what's going on in Africa. It is pretty appalling. It's pretty appalling. So do what you can. Do what you can to fight that. And I don't know. That's pretty much it for us here at This Show Is So Gay. As always, send us an email at thisshowissogay@aol.com. thisshowissogay.com will tell you more about all the cool things we're doing. Click on upcoming guests and learn more about that. And as always, you can find us on the Facebook. We do adore the Facebook. And you just type in This Show Is So Gay and you can like us and we will like you back. That's it for me and for Becca, who had to run out of here from This Show Is So Gay. Get out there, go educate some other people, go educate yourself more, support Claire Buffy, Miss New York, and Ashley, Miss New Jersey. We love her. And Miss Vermont. I don't know her name. We should probably look into that. And that's pretty much it. So go do amazing things. And above all else, my friends, our supporters, we love you to death. Above all else, why be gay when you can be so gay? Gonna sell my
Vegas. Somebody told me that's where dreams would be. Gonna sell my car and go to Vegas. Finally see my name on a palace marquee. Gonna quit my job and move to New York. Yeah. Somebody told me that's where dreamers should go. I'm gonna quit my job, move to New York. Tattoo my body with every Broadway show. Listen up now, honey, you're gonna be sorry. Can't get out from under a sky that is falling. You say, no fame, no money, I'm nobody. The way I'm running, it sure got me down on my knees. Next stop, Vegas, please. I gotta get to Vegas. Can you take me to Vegas? The border.
Got
somebody told me dreams live in Mexico. I'm gonna sell my house. I got to lose 10 pounds and cross the border. Make sweet love on a white sandy shore. Listen up now, honey, you're gonna be sorry. Kick it out. Got me down on my knees. But next stop, Vegas, please. It's always just around the corner. Oh, you're on your way to somewhere that is bigger, better. You can only get there. It's never your fault. You can't start your own winning streak. But I'd hate to lose you to the